Hey loves, welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of love, laughter, and real talk about building those amazing connections with yourself and others. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to break down the beautiful mess that is love, one juicy affirmation at a time. Today, we're diving into something super important: embracing your emotions, the whole spectrum of them, and allowing yourself to truly feel. You know that feeling when you're trying so hard to be strong and put on a brave face, but inside you're a swirling storm of emotions? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Bottling things up isn't actually doing anyone any favors. It's like trying to stuff a beach ball under your mattress. It might seem fine for a while, but eventually, it's gonna burst. So, let's unlock the power of feeling and create space for all those emotions to flow freely. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you get started. First up, recognize that all emotions are valid. Whether it's joy, sadness, anger, frustration, even boredom, every single emotion serves a purpose. It's like your internal GPS system guiding you through life. Trying to suppress them is like ignoring your GPS. You might end up lost and confused. Embrace them all as valuable pieces of information about yourself and your needs. Next, don't judge your emotions. Ever notice how we tend to label feelings as good or bad? Like happiness is always positive and anger is always negative. Spoiler alert. Emotions aren't inherently good or bad. They just are. Feeling angry might mean you're setting healthy boundaries, feeling sad might be a sign that you need some self-care, and feeling bored could signal a craving for something new and exciting. Thirdly, find healthy ways to express your emotions. Bottling them up is like a pressure cooker waiting to explode. Find outlets that work for you. Journaling, dancing, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, painting, anything that helps you release those feelings in a constructive way. Remember, emotional expression isn't about being dramatic, it's about honoring your authentic self. Now, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to how your body feels when you experience different emotions. Notice the physical sensations. Maybe it's a tightness in your chest when you feel anxious, or a flutter in your stomach when you're excited. This awareness helps you understand your emotions on a deeper level and respond to them with more grace. Lastly, remember that vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Allowing yourself to feel deeply and share those feelings authentically with others can create powerful connections and foster intimacy. It takes courage to open up, but the rewards are immeasurable. Ever felt like you're walking on eggshells around someone because you're afraid to show your true emotions? I get sometimes vulnerability feels scary. But think about a time when you felt truly seen and heard by someone who embraced your whole self, even the messy parts. That feeling of connection, that sense of belonging, is priceless. It's like having a safe space where you can just be yourself, without judgment or pressure to perform. And remember, it's okay if you need some time and space to process your emotions. Just like physical health, emotional well-being requires attention and care. Don't underestimate the power of taking breaks, practicing self-care, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. So, let's recap our takeaways for today. All emotions are valid, don't judge them, find healthy ways to express them, practice mindfulness, and remember that vulnerability is strength. Ready to take the next step? Start by checking in with yourself. How are you feeling right now? Acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Then think about one small way you can express those emotions more authentically today. Maybe it's sharing your thoughts with a loved one, taking a few minutes to journal, or simply allowing yourself to feel whatever comes up without resistance. Remember, embracing your emotions is a journey, not a destination. It's about progress, not perfection. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself with love and compassion. Until tomorrow, loves. Keep shining bright, and remember, you are worthy of love and happiness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.